This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. Let's talk about your interviews. It doesn't matter whether you're doing interviews in your studio or you're doing remote interviews via Skype or some other way. You need to do two things when you do an interview. One, you need to get levels. You need to make sure that your guest is mic'd and that he's sounding good when you record. You also want to set your guests at ease. Here's a way to do both. Learned this from an engineer that I was working with. I'm going to play a clip from an interview that I did with Jeff Sanders. You may know him as the host of the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast. If you're looking to get more done, be more productive this year, Jeff Sanders is the man to listen to. 5 a.m. Miracle is the podcast. And here is how I got Jeff's levels, made sure I was recording him okay, and how I put him at ease right away. Just on this thing. So just tell me what you had for breakfast.
Today's breakfast was a lot of water and then a coffee and some oatmeal and some more water. So I'm hydrated today.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a special episode of Big Podcast Daily just with level check questions.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The other question that we use is, what was your first car? Tell me about it.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's it. Two questions. What did you have for breakfast? Tell me about your first car. Doesn't get much easier than that. And here's another trick. If things are going well, everybody's loosened up, they're not thinking that this is an interview and I've got to be on, because that happens sometimes. You'll press the red button, see people tense up. They get nervous, start fumbling. They were loose, they were fun, they were exciting just a minute ago. Now they're worried. Why not transition out of those two questions? What did you eat for breakfast? Tell me about your first car. If things are going well, you can transition right into the next interview. Strangely enough, Jeff never told me about his first car. This is what happened when I asked him that question.
Well, speaking of that, I was listening to your daily podcast. And are you liking using, what's that app called you're using?
Anchor?
Anchor, yeah. Do you like that app?
I am not using Anchor anymore. It was good in theory.
Yeah.
And it got me started. But I sounded like I had emphysema. I was going straight into the iPhone. I was like, man, I didn't think I sounded this bad because I'm so used to compression and a gate and everything, you know? So there you have it. Two questions to set your guests at ease and also get levels on them. If you want more tips, tricks, strategies to grow your podcast, build an audience around it, and make money with it, I'm here every day. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcasts, search for Big Podcast Daily. Hit the subscribe button. You will never miss an episode. If you want to see my blog, my newsletter, talk about the same thing there, bigpodcast.com. I'd love to help you grow your podcast this year. If you've got questions, comments, you want me to cover something on this show, feel free to reach out to me there, bigpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily.